So, Bailey, you started off.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the election. So, what are your thoughts on the election?
My thoughts on the election? I think Trump won.
Do you think it was fake? Do you think anything was, like, forged or anything?
I think there's some funny business going on, and it's going to take some time to prove it, to find evidence, more evidence that's conclusive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The election, because the United States does the election off of electoral votes instead of the popular vote, it's like a 5 to 6 million vote difference in the popular vote. But the popular vote is not what this republic goes by. The republic goes by the electoral vote. So, and the way the system works, if you took Pennsylvania, Biden allegedly won Pennsylvania by 1.2%. Wisconsin won by 0.6% for Biden. Arizona allegedly went to Biden for 0.3%. Georgia by 0.25% points, percentage points. So that's less than, in those four states combined, allegedly, Biden got less than 125,000 votes. That's the difference is 125,000 votes out of 18.5 million votes cast.
Oh, wow.
In those four states. So you're talking about an extremely close election between four states. The difference is 125,000. So if there's any kind of cheating or people voting twice, they're looking into that. I have a friend that lives nearby that is in the Trump administration, and she's been working on the Michigan part of it. That was her job. And she claims to believe there's a foul play going on. They've had some guys look into auditing the Dominion voting machines and found a 68% error rate. Well, 68%, oh my God, that's huge.
A
normal election, the error rate is more around 1% to 3%. So there's just little anomalies like that that are very suspicious. And the other thing is, if Biden and Harris cared about the election process, they would both be on board fighting to find out the truth. They wouldn't just ignore it. And that's a problem. I believe they should be looking into maybe Trump and Biden working together to create a special counsel to investigate election fraud. The Democrats were all about it in 2016 with the Russian collusion they kept talking about, just being Facebook posts. And something like that, they pounded on Trump for 4 years, and now all of a sudden they care. So there's a serious problem in our country as a whole. The country is very divided.
Yeah,
it is. What is your third theory about the election? Like, what happened?
I think that a lot of private Democrats probably wanted to do everything they could to make sure that they could get as many votes against Trump as they possibly could if that meant voting twice. We found there's like, I think they said 10,000 people that voted twice in Georgia. They sent a mail-in ballot, and then they voted in person as well. I want to see if those people get prosecuted. They should be prosecuted, and anybody that did cheat in the election should be prosecuted. That's a felony. There should be jail time. But everything has to be proven, and it's going to take time, more time than we have, to prove all the illegal activities.
Yeah.
So you think the Democrats rigged it?
In a sense, possibly. Democrats, I don't know how organized it was. The day of the election, the Democrats had posted on their left-wing websites. They had scheduled 200 protests around the country in major cities. If Trump did win the election, they were going to burn the cities.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
That's kind of crazy.
They had 12 blocks of Washington, D.C. shut down and boarded up, preparing for the left-wing riots that never happened. And,
oh, my gosh.
After midnight, they saw how the election was going, and everything was put on pause.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That really is.
What do you think our biggest problem is as of, like, right now?
Government, politics, the polarization, the tribalness, the division between America. I mean, it is almost equally 50-50 divided left and right. And both sides are very mad at the other side. The hypocrisy is astounding. Let's see, just take for a recent example, Biden picked Pete Buttigieg for a cabinet member position, and the media, that's the problem, the media, huge, mainstream media, totally, the propaganda that comes out of mainstream media is fascinating, and if you can follow it, I mean, you can actually follow it. If that's one thing Trump has done, is expose how much propaganda is in our mainstream media. The media, before the election, before November 3rd, they had Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh, really? And
they did. And they've been investigating it since 2019. The Department of Justice, I think, and the IRS have been investigating Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, the Democrat Senate members, I can't remember his name, Peters, he claimed that it was just Russian disinformation before the election. It's just, it's nothing important, it's just more bogus, fake news, Russian propaganda type stuff. Well, after the election, Hunter Biden comes out and said, yes, the Justice Department is investigating my laptop, and the IRS is doing an investigation on my affairs with China. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So now the money that Hunter Biden and his father received from China are being investigated.
Yeah.
But how far will that investigation go? We don't know. If Joe Biden's president, it probably won't go anywhere because he has the power to, or he will have the power to sweep it under the rug. So
yeah,
we will probably won't hear much about it, possibly. The other thing the media did just recently, I think it was yesterday, the cabinet member that I was telling you about earlier, Pete Buttigieg, the media is saying they're celebrating it as he's the first gay cabinet member. Well, that's not true. Trump's already selected Richard Grenell as a cabinet member, and he is gay. He is serving as the director of national intelligence right now, currently. Currently the first gay cabinet member. But the media doesn't report on that. They're only celebrating, they only want to celebrate the Democrat accomplishments. And so they're celebrating. You could go on Google right now, and I guarantee you it's going to be Pete Buttigieg and Biden selecting the first gay cabinet member. He's not even in office yet until after January 20th. And Richard Grenell is already serving as the director of national intelligence in Trump's cabinet. Okay. Now, how can you trust the media? I mean, we've seen the last 4 years how untrustworthy the mainstream media is, and it's you have to search and tirelessly go through all these websites and verify the authenticity of the website, who owns the website, who they give money to, what parties, and you can find out their bias. But it's extremely embarrassing. It's shameful that our media doesn't report on the news anymore. The media has become a propaganda machine for the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And people who want to give fair and balanced news get blackballed, they get pushed out.
Yeah.
Why do you think that the media is like going towards the Democrat Party more than like the Republican?
They've always been Democratic, I think, but only within the last 10 years, maybe longer, they've really kind of come out of the closet. It was Dan Rather. He was a news anchor for many years. He was a journalist and stuff. He reported on wars and stuff. And he showed his bias for the first time on national TV when George W. Bush, I believe, and Al Gore election happened, and he was fired.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was in, I think that was in 2000. And he was fired over his comments on national TV because he actually got upset that his man did not win.
Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy.
Jeez, that's crazy.
I think the last independent, non-biased journalist from the old days that I can remember is Walter Cronkite.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's before your guys' time. And there's a few still in media that are trying to be fair and balanced, but it's very rare. I just heard a podcast the other day with a female who used to work with CBS. And I don't know if she was just elected as CEO or president of CBS recently. I forget her name, but she is trying to get back to that fair and balanced news reporting. So I might watch CBS or Google who the new president of that is. Forget her name, Karen, I think. But I mean, it's going to take the media's help to bring the nation together.
Yeah.
When 9/11 happened, the media did a fairly good job of, you know, trying to get America on the same page, and then And then we went to war with Saddam Hussein. And then it kind of fell apart because of false pretenses, possibly on weapons of mass destruction. It was just a reason to take out Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we became divided. Quite a few. And we've been at war for years. And then Trump brings our people home, and everything in the Middle East has calmed down a little bit. And Trump hasn't instigated any more wars like the past presidents have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that the swamp is very deep in D.C., and it's still got some purging to do.
Yeah.
Now that the Biden Harris are in there, they have brought in the Obama administration's swamp. So these people just keep getting recycled. You know, they ran the country into the ground all their life in politics, and Trump was trying to clean up things, firing people that were part of the swamp, and he wasn't done, and now he's might not be in there, and you got Biden bringing in, he's been a failure for 47 years in politics,
yeah,
and he's bringing in his cronies from the Obama administration. So it's just a cycle. We just got rid of all the Clinton cronies.
Yeah.
And now they're back. John Kerry being one. John Kerry was talking to United Nations or World Health Organization, mm-hmm. and he was talking about a Great Reset. John Kerry said in 2021, I believe it was the World Health Organization that asked him if Biden was going to make changes right away or if it was just going to be a business as usual type of presidency. And Kerry assured everyone that when Biden gets in, it's going to be a hard, fast reset. And there's going to be some major changes.
Oh, jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
All right, and last question. Why do you, what's your theory on why the election was rigged? If Trump's doing all these good things, why do you think that it was rigged so that he would not win?
Because they really hate everything Trump stands for. They hate his demeanor, his tweets. They hate everything about him. They hate everything he stands for. They hate America. The Democrats hate America.
Mm-hmm.
They hate the Constitution. There's an attack on free speech right now.
Yeah.
Free speech are fundamental rights in the Bill of Rights in America, in our Constitution, is being attacked. We have censorship everywhere now. We have big tech companies censoring everything. They do it so it looks on the surface like it's a good thing, but it's just another erosion of our rights.
Yeah.
For example, we have the Facebook censoring what you can and can't put on there. Google censoring what websites you can and can't look at. I mean, that's what North Korea does, not America.
Yeah.
When Proud Boys came out, when that was a big deal, I was like, never heard of Proud Boys. What is Proud Boys? Let's see. I go to Google. I can't find anything about Proud Boys. It's all Proud Boys is racist. That's all. And every article on there, I'm like, well, where's their website? Let's see what they say about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, let's go straight to the... I couldn't find it. So I used a different search engine. And that different search engine went right to their website, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is, oh, the president is a black guy.
Mm.
The Proud Boy president is a black Jamaican guy.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, so how were they racist again? And their co- mm-hmm. they're one of their founders, McGavin, I think is his name. He's kind of a radical, I guess, but he is, he created Proud Boys as a joke. He was making fun of people and making everything a big joke, and then it somehow it took off from that and became popularized. But I have met, I've met Hispanics that were Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden works with, or used to work with a Hispanic gentleman, and the Hispanic gentleman was trying to get Aiden to join the Proud Boys.
Wow.
And we didn't know that, didn't know anything about Proud Boys, you know, and
yeah.
So we didn't let him or didn't want him to do it because we didn't know anything about it. But it's things like that. Why is Google censoring things like that? Why are they making up our, they're making up our minds for us? You know, that's not right. It's propaganda.
Yeah.
Now somebody said the other day should hate speech be banned. Well, hate speech is a very ambiguous word.
Yeah.
So no, hate speech should not be banned, because eventually that can lead into whatever your opponent says is hate speech.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
And
that's just crazy.
Yes, it is. And I don't know. I mean, we're going to wait until January 5th or 6th. I think the 5th, they do the election in Georgia, and we'll find out who controls the Senate.
Yeah.
And if the Republicans control the Senate, it'll basically be a stalemate. You know, nothing will go anywhere.
Yeah.
If we lose the Senate on the 6th or the 5th, whatever day it is, 5th or 6th, then you can expect a lot of changes. So I'm hoping that this election in Georgia for Senate, I think there's two senators, and that will determine who controls the Senate. And if Biden's president, and I don't know, it could spell trouble if the Republicans lose the Senate.
Yeah,
I don't know what might happen, but it's not a good scenario.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking about the election with us and your theories.
Yeah, thank you. It was really interesting.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you had a lot of good information. I didn't even know half of the stuff that you said, so you just taught me a whole bunch about what's happening.
Follow the money. That's the biggest thing I can say, is follow the money on any of these theories. Find out who's profiting.
Yeah,
that's true. All right. Well, thank you again so much.
All right. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Jake.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Website this morning.